K-State Nation, what up? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State on this chilly Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, or whatever you just want to call it. Happy Tuesday, Eddie Greer. This is a somewhat of a breaking news, which was announced yesterday, but I totally missed it until this morning. I am recording this coming off of a chilly evening run. Always nice. Well, actually, chilly, a little bit chilly run this morning, I should say. But yeah, I'm stepping in here for a kind of sort of a breaking news, but not really, because it was out yesterday, and with everything that's going on, obviously, had to get a postcast of women's basketball, which is up now. Still, a lot's happening around K-State sports, and continuing the disturbing fallout of the whole Naquan thing, which today, actually, which I know, which I'm going to do a separate pod on, Naquan made his decision. He wanted to do it quick, and wishes granted, he will be playing for Penny Hardaway in the Memphis Tigers come January, so he's going to be back on the court, and that's good for him. Good for him, and also, congratulations to Naquan as well. Naquan Tomlin, I'm talking about, who was supposed to be at least back on the K-State basketball team, but other things kind of intervened towards that. I'm not going to explain. I'm not going to touch it because every time I keep learning something, it's just more and more of that person getting in deep waters here in K-State country. All right? y'all know who I'm talking about. If you don't, I don't know where y'all been at, but anyways, on at least the bright side, Naquan Tomlin transferring to Memphis there. So his journey in the transfer portal ends quickly, as kind of what I've heard just now on one of the podcasts there. I just listened to that as well. So yeah, I just wanted to cut in here, kind of a midday break edition of the podcast to bring you what also happened yesterday on the football field, in the transfer portal, another one. Okay, I don't see, and this is a good thing that got a big football pod coming up that I'm going to record. It's going to be sort of a bonus again, because it won't be necessarily recorded on, well, it won't be recorded on the main apps that I record on. That's why I'm going to say bonus. That's why I said Pro Project Podcast. Make sure you get it wherever you get your podcast. That includes Podbean. Get Podbean now, because that pod, me and Alex, and our special guest here tonight, Keelan Valentine, former running back for K-State in a different era, will be on talking all things football, and we might have to change course on that, but we will talk on the back end of giving Keelan's thoughts on the back end of NC State ahead of the Pop-Tarts Bowl in a couple of weeks down in Orlando, Florida. So, yep, that we're going to have that. I'm looking forward to. I'm pretty sure y'all tired. Well, not tired, but if you are tired of hearing my voice, you will get to hear Alex Aidens, my co-host, for the post-football pod, and usually for all things K-State, whenever we talk about it. And, of course, Keelan's thoughts. I'm definitely interested to hear his thoughts there as well. I'm pretty sure there's some positivity in that. But there's got to be some happiness there. But very excited to be chatting football with them on that podcast. So when that's out, I'll let y'all know on that. That'll be on the Podbean side of things there on that channel. So that's kind of going to be a bonus edition there as well. I do want to talk about real quickly Kobe Savage. The negative part, another K-State defensive back hit the transfer portal yesterday. That is now, about my count, I'm pretty sure it's going to continue to grow in the offseason. This is, again, keep this in mind. this is ahead of, right, the bowl game, right? So this is where we're in now, the transfer portal. Doing this before the bowl game, and more than likely there's going to be some others who may be hit after. But this is one of your best players in the defensive backfield. This is the fourth defensive back to transfer, hit the transfer portal for Kansas State. So I don't know what's going on there. Again, this is all coming off of, look at this. This is the last time we talked football in here. Last time K-State had a game defensively, they sucked ass. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm tired of sugarcoating it. So, I'm going to get down to the point. They were just absolutely terrible against Iowa State defensively. They had enough points to win that football game. Yes, we know Will Howard is already transferred. Everything else like that. So, yeah, Will Howard transferred right after the game there as well. But, yeah, Kobe Savage, he is the latest to hit the transfer portal. Fourth defensive back. 115 tackles for him there. And also, there are some interceptions there as well. Let's see. I know I just wrote it down real quick. Yeah, 6 picks in the last 2 seasons there. 115 tackles for Kobe Savage and 6 interceptions for him. So, yeah, that's supposed to be your leader in the defensive backfield. That is not what you wanted. That's not what you want to see. That's one of your best players back there. And again, like I said yesterday in the recording of the women's postcast of basketball, I have not checked the latest depth chart. I'm pretty sure it's all screwed up with all these transfer portals. All these guys hitting the transfer portal now. And again, this will probably continue. And again, of course, last week, I believe. And of course, speaking of defensive back, why didn't they have Will Lee in here? Actually, that's 5 defensive backs that hit a transfer for K-State. One of them recently signed. Will Lee, the Texas A&M. And now he joins, reunite somewhat with Colin Klein, now the new offensive coordinator for A&M. Yeah, they are on defense side of the ball. But Will Lee made his decision quickly, speaking of quickly, in the transfer portal. So his journey in the portal is quickly wrapped up there as well. So giving a status there on Will Lee. Yeah, Nate Matlack, a name that he started here at K-State. He hit a transfer portal last week and did more digging. Gavin Forche also hit a transfer portal as well. I could go right down this list right now, but I'm going to save that for the recording. So I'm pretty sure Alex might have some strong thoughts. I know he has strong thoughts. I think last time we had Alex on was not post. It was post KU, I want to say, somewhere in there, or Iowa State, somewhere in there. I have to go look back at the Pearl Project Podcast feed. Last time I had him on. Yeah, that's the last time we had him on the show. So a lot's happened. A hell of a lot's happened here in Manhattan since then, and this is the latest episode in the transfer portal. Kobe Savage, your defensive leader, your emotional leader on that defensive end. Well, you could probably say Daniel Green is, but he got hit with a season-ending injury a couple of months ago during the season there as well. But yeah, another hit for Joe Klineman, the defensive coordinator, and maybe for curiosity's sake, before the recording tonight, I'm gonna go check that the depth chart sees updated. or not, and I don't know the situation for NC State, and maybe I might take a sneak peek, but right now, I know for K-State, we're going to be seeing a lot of young guys, and this is for real. Forche could have been one of those guys. Now, obviously, the linebacker core took a huge hit during the season with injuries, obviously, huge injuries. Green out for the year. Jake Clifton had his issues with injuries as well. So it's been growing up time for those young linebackers. It's going to continue to be just that in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. So I'm going to be interested to see who's going to get all this playing time. And it's a good thing that K-State did make a bowl because you're getting these extra practices. Another positive thing, these extra practices for these young guys is going to be good, at least going into the spring and then eventually the fall of 2024 when that comes around. So I just wanted to come on here just for a few minutes and get you guys caught with that because that snuck underneath me when I was looking, hopped on K-State Twitter this morning and saw that. I was like, oh damn, I missed that right there. So yeah, another one. And look, yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah, Will Lee wasn't. Yeah, Matlack to me. I'll just go ahead and say this. Yeah, Nate Matlack, and I'll probably say Kobe Savage. Savage as well, because you're a 2-year starter for K-State. You're a leader on this defense. That, honestly, to me, that surprised me a little bit. Threw me off guard there a little bit. He and Nate Matlack as well. So the hits continue. These are one of your bigger players, really. Nate Matlack, who played a lot, started most of the games for K-State defensively this year, and Kobe Savage as well. So, yeah, definitely big hits for this defense. You're going against the NC State. Didn't really show that much offensively in the, what was it? Yeah, no, that was Louisville. Excuse me. I'm getting the other red teams mixed up. So, my fault. My fault. Now, I stopped myself before I got too deep in that water right there. But I just want to come on here on the Pro Project Podcast and give you the latest on what's happening and what has been for K-State football. It has been a nightmare in the transfer portal losing these guys. And that's another one, the latest episode on that. The Pro Project Podcast, you're listening to the first time. Appreciate you for stopping by and giving us a listen at some point today. I'm posting this immediately. It'll probably come out in another hour or so. And then, of course, I've been posting late as well. So you're going to get probably one more. Not the recording of myself, Alex, and Keithan. That probably might come out either tomorrow or Thursday. I have yet decided on that there as well. But, yeah, if it's your first time listening to Pro Project Podcast, yeah, this other K-State podcast, appreciate you for stopping by and giving us a listen. You've been with us here from the start of the fall semester and been with us through some issues with the bot. Well, not with the podcast itself, but me getting the computer issues all figured out. I appreciate that as well. You've been with us from the beginning too as well. I really appreciate you very much for your continued support of this podcast. And hopefully when I get obviously myself situated, K-State gets itself situated, the computer issues get situated, everything will fall in place for 2024, at least start of it anyways, and we can get this thing even just trained, even rolling, even better. So I appreciate that as well. But yeah, want to come up in here on a pod, Kobe Savage, the latest to hit the transfer portal for Kansas State football, and we'll see where he ends up coming up. We know Naquan Tomlin on the basketball side now with Memphis, and I mentioned Will Lee as well. I don't know Trayshawn Ward where he's going to land out yet, but we'll keep our eyes peeled on that. We're going to be talking more transfer portal on the pod, on the recorded pod with Alex and Keithan. So I'm looking forward to chatting football with those guys tonight here on the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!